Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Sterigenics facility in Cobb County has been found clear of any wrongdoing following reports of a gas leak back in July. The state's Environmental Protection Division announced the findings just yesterday. EPD says the amount of carcinogenic ethylene oxide that was released was below the legal limit. Sterigenics uses the gas to sterilize medical equipment. And just 2 days ago, Cobb County officials ordered the company to shut down until it obtained a new building permit. The facility had been undergoing renovations to help reduce emissions of the gas. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in Atlanta today raising money for local congressional candidates. She spoke to reporters about her priorities as a top Democrat and the important role Georgia plays in the next elections. Pelosi says her focus remains on protecting 6th District incumbent Representative Lucy McBath and helping to elect Carolyn Bordeaux in the 7th District, both in Metro Atlanta. But she also spoke about the impact of a House majority on Georgia's two open U.S. Senate seats.
But everything we're doing in the House is to try to win the Senate, the governorships, and the Electoral College. So our decisions about where we put resources and the rest at the House level relate to the value added that we can give to the other races.
Pelosi also spoke about Democratic priorities on gun legislation, health care reform, and the ongoing impeachment inquiry. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to take up a Georgia case and a landmark test of LGBT workplace rights. Gerald Bostic sued Clayton County, claiming he was fired in 2013 because he's gay. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed Bostic's claim, saying it was bound by a 1979 decision that held, quote, discharge for homosexuality is not prohibited by the Civil Rights Act. The county argues Bostic was let go because of the results of an audit of funds he managed. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.